He spoke, and all approved, and bade send forth the stranger, for rightly had he spoken. Then said revered Alcinous to the page Pontanoos, "Mix a bowl, and pass the wine to all within the hall, that with a prayer to Father Zeus we may send forth the stranger to his native land." He spoke. Pontanoos stirred the cheering wine and served to all in turn. Then to the blessed gods who hold the open sky, they poured libations where they sat. But royal Odysseus rose, placed in Arete's hand the double cup, and speaking in winged words, he said, "Fare you well, queen, for all the years until old age and death, which visit all, shall come. I go my way. May you, within this home, enjoy your children, people, and Alcinous the king." So saying, royal Odysseus crossed the threshold. With him, revered Alcinous sent a page to show the way to the swift ship and to the shore. Arete, too, sent damsels after, one with the spotless robe and tunic, one to accompany the close-packed chest, and one bore bread and ready wine. Now when they came to the ship and to the sea, straight the tall seaman took the stores and laid them by within the hollow ship, even all the food and drink. Then for Odysseus they spread a rug and linen sheet on the hollow vessel's deck, so that he might sleep soundly there at the stern. And he himself embarked and laid him down in silence. The other men took places at the pins, each one in order, and loosed the cable from the perforated stone. But now, when, bending to their work, they tossed the water with their oars, upon Odysseus' lids deep slumber fell, sound and most pleasant, very like to death. And as, upon a plain, four harnessed stallions spring forward all together at the crack of whip, and lifting high their feet, speed swiftly on their way, even so the ship's stern lifted, while in her wake followed a huge upheaving wave of the resounding sea. Safely and steadily she ran. No circling hawk, swiftest of winged things, could keep beside her. Running thus rapidly, she cut the ocean waves, bearing a man of godlike wisdom, a man who had before met many griefs of heart, cleaving his way through wars of men and through the boisterous seas, yet here slept undisturbed, heedless of all he suffered.